Have you ever collected toad eggs and hatched tadpoles? Or watched baby ladybugs hatching from eggs? That's what my family has been doing this week. It's the perfect season for nature study, and we invite you to join us for Magnify, a wild and wonderful summer adventure by Nat Theo. Discover God's creation right where you live as you find frogs, butterflies, animal tracks, birds, and so much more. Become a junior naturalist for God's kingdom. Join today at nattheo.com/magnify to access the full summer guide and tune in for live video classes where you will learn from me and share your discoveries with other students. Don't wait. Join today, start exploring, and get ready for our live video classes in Magnify at nattheo.com/magnify or the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. We are just about to enter a new year. I struggled for a while to decide which creature to end this year on. But then my mind went back to one of the most interesting creatures that I encountered this year. A creature so tiny that I could only see it through a microscope. And yet, this might be the toughest creature on Earth. Even tougher than some of the other animals that we learned about this year, including alligators, lions, and elephants. And yet this creature is smaller than a grain of sand. What is this animal? The water bear, which, as we will discover, is not a bear at all. But in some ways, it is even tougher than a real bear, even a grizzly or a polar bear. This creature can survive boiling water or being frozen for 30 years. It can survive deadly radiation and outer space conditions. This creature has been found at the top of the Himalayan mountains and at the bottom of the ocean, and it likely lives in your backyard. As soon as this mysterious, microscopic creature popped into my mind, and I remembered watching it with awe through a microscope, I knew that this is the perfect animal to wrap up the year with. It is certainly wild and wonderful. Here's our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn, if a water bear is not a bear, what is it? And how does a tardigrade or water bear grow up? How is a tardigrade the toughest animal on Earth? And how does God help us endure hard things? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who help make this lesson possible, including Masterbooks. If you are looking for an excellent American history curriculum that teaches from a biblical worldview, check out the America's Story series by Angela Odell. You might be familiar with Angela's amazing history podcast called Real Cool History for Kids. Angela also writes history books with Masterbooks. America's Story is an engaging, Charlotte Mason-inspired approach to American history for grades 3 to 6. And all of this written from a biblical worldview to help families grow in faith, wonder, and wisdom. Dive into history and geography with books and curriculum by Masterbooks at the link in our show notes or at masterbooks.com. This lesson is also made possible by Apologia Curriculum. I have no doubt that my children's faith is stronger because of the courses we have gone through together from Apologia. We use Apologia because they're beautiful and easy to understand courses, fill our minds with truth and our hearts with wonder. Apologia always teaches from a biblical worldview, So I know that their faith in the creator of the universe is growing stronger day by day and lesson by lesson. I am so grateful for Apologia's commitment to teaching biblical truth in every subject. Explore Apologia's courses with beautiful textbooks, engaging student notebooks, and audiobook options, as well as their self-paced video courses and online class options at apologia.com or at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. When were tardigrades first described by scientists? A, in the year 1673, B, 1773, C, 1873, or D, 1973? Again, when were tardigrades first described by scientists? A, 1673, B, 1773, C, 1873, or D, 1973? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, after listening, click over to the bonus video where you will discover and see fossilized water bears inside tree resin. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. Listeners, you can dive deeper with our weekly bonus videos, activity guides, and nature devotions when you join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes. All right, let's hit the trail. When you hear the words water bear, what do you picture? Maybe you imagine a grizzly bear standing in a river catching fish, or a polar bear swimming through frigid Arctic waters. But the water bear we are learning about today is very different. Most of them are tinier than a grain of sand. These creatures have 8 legs that are short and stubby. This creature is translucent or see-through, and it often lives in moss. That is a very different kind of bear, and in fact, is not a bear at all. The water bear sometimes goes by another nickname of moss piglet, but this creature is actually a tardigrade. Tardigrades, meaning slow stepping, are microscopic animals with 8 legs, and they are often called water bears. From here on in the lesson, you will hear me calling these creatures tardigrades. Tardigrades are very unique, and they have their own phylum, or large category, in the animal kingdom. This phylum category is called Tardigrada, and there are more than 1,200 species of tardigrades in that phylum. Some estimate it to be over 1,500 species. That is a lot of tardigrade designs. A tardigrade looks kind of bizarre. Let me try to describe a tardigrade's body to you. As I do, I think you will realize how special God designed these tiny creatures. They truly are wild and wonderful. First, a tardigrade is microscopic. Something that is microscopic is so small that you cannot see it with only your eyes. You need a microscope to see it, and this is true of most tardigrades. This means that before the microscope was invented, no one except God knew that tardigrades exist. Humans have only known about them for a few hundred years. Tardigrades are also invertebrates. An invertebrate is a creature that does not have a backbone. Instead of a hard skeleton inside their body, like we have, tardigrades have a tough outer shell called a cuticle. Just like you outgrow your clothes as you grow up and your body gets bigger, a tardigrade outgrows its cuticle. It molts the cuticle and grows a larger one as its body gets bigger. Of course, even a bigger tardigrade is still itty bitty. A tardigrade has a long, plump body. It looks very wrinkly. It has 8 short, stubby legs. And at the end of each leg are 4 to 8 tiny claws that help them grip onto plants. These legs that a tardigrade has are very unique in an animal this tiny. Most microscopic creatures do not have legs, or if they do, they are for swimming through water, not walking. Tardigrades are the smallest animal we know about that has legs. So their legs are unique, and so is their face. Some species of tardigrades do have eyes, but they are simple eye spots that don't see like our eyes do. Instead, they are used for sensing light and dark. Their mouth is a circle that looks kind of like a wide hose with a ring around it. And from out of their mouth comes two sharp daggers called piercing stylets. The piercing stylets are hard, sharp mouth parts that the tardigrade uses to pierce food and eat the fluids inside. But what might a tardigrade eat? Tardigrades eat the fluids from inside plants, algae, and lichen. Some species are also carnivores, meaning they eat other creatures. So they will use their piercing stylet daggers to eat fluids from other small invertebrates like nematodes, rotifers, and sometimes even other tardigrades. So a tardigrade can use its two sharp piercing stylets to pierce through a plant or other food and then use a strong sucking throat called a pharynx to slurp out the juices, kind of like they're drinking a smoothie. Think about all of those incredible details wrapped up in a teeny, tiny package. Tardigrades truly are unique and special. And they showcase God's designs. Picture a tiny tardigrade, too small for your eyes to see. Now imagine how small their babies must be. A tardigrade mother can lay between 1 and 30 eggs. But where do you think she lays those eggs? Do you think she weaves together a cozy nest like a bird might do? No. Remember that tardigrades molt their outer cuticle shell as they get bigger. Well, as a mother tardigrade is getting ready to shed her outer layer, she can lay her eggs inside of that shed skin. It becomes like a nest to protect the eggs. Many tardigrade eggs are laid in this way. But what happens when it's time for the tardigrade babies to hatch? Do you remember those sharp, piercing stylet daggers that tardigrades use to pierce through their food? Well, baby tardigrades have this also, and they use it to break out of their shell. The baby tardigrade then needs to wriggle its way out of its mother's shed skin and out into its microscopic world to find food. Tardigrade babies are miniature versions of the adult tardigrades. They are born with all eight legs, claws, and those piercing stylets. God designed tardigrades to grow up in a very special way. First, do you know how your body grows and gets bigger? What does your body need to make in order to grow? Our bodies and the bodies of other living things create new tiny cells in order to grow. Our bodies are constantly making new cells. A human body makes a few million new cells every second and billions of new cells every day. That is a lot going on inside of your body. A tardigrade's body does not do this. They are born with all the cells they will ever need. As they get older, those cells simply get bigger. So they grow. This type of growth is called hypertrophy, where cells get bigger instead of dividing and growing into new cells. So tardigrades are born with everything they need to hatch from their eggs, find food, and begin growing up by a very special design. But what about when they encounter tough challenges? Have you ever been somewhere that was very hot or very cold? What about very dry? We call these extreme conditions, And God designed tardigrades to weather these conditions in some very wild and wonderful ways. Tardigrades can survive in freezing temperatures, just a tiny bit above absolute zero. How cold is that? Absolute zero is the coldest possible temperature. It is negative 459.67 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 273.15 degrees Celsius. At this temperature, all molecular movement stops, so nothing works, and nothing can live. Tardigrades can survive at just a tiny bit above absolute zero. In the year 2014, a team of scientists revived a tardigrade that had been frozen for 30 years, and it was still alive. But they are not just cold weather survivors. They can also withstand hot temperatures of 300 degrees Fahrenheit or 150 degrees Celsius. This means they can survive being boiled in water. Extreme heat, cold, being frozen, boiling. What else might a tardigrade survive? Extreme pressure. Do you know what the deepest part of the ocean is called? The deepest part we know about is the Mariana Trench, and it is almost 7 miles or 11 kilometers deep. The pressure beneath that much water is unimaginable. Well, a tiny tardigrade can survive 6 times that pressure. What else can they survive? Extreme dehydration. Do you know how long a human being can live without water? Around 3 days. A tardigrade can survive around 10 years without water. It can also survive radiation that would be deadly to creatures or to us. Radiation is a super powerful, invisible energy, and too much of it can harm the DNA of living things. Radiation can be measured, and it is measured in an amount called GY. 10 GY can kill a human within hours. Depending on the species, tardigrades can survive between 3,000 and 5,000 GY of radiation. Think about that. 10 GY would kill us, and they can survive between 3,000 and 5,000 GY. Tardigrades have also survived outer space conditions and being without oxygen. Nearly the coldest temperature possible, to above the boiling point of water, being frozen for 30 years, going without water for 10 years, to pressure far beyond the deepest part of the ocean, to radiation that would instantly kill anything else alive, to outer space conditions. The tardigrade is a work of art and masterful engineering. God designed the tardigrade to survive these conditions in a few very interesting ways. First, they can go into a state called cryptobiosis. In cryptobiosis, they press the pause button on their metabolism, so their body is no longer processing food or creating energy. When a tardigrade does this, it is almost like it dies, but not quite. When they do this, they go into something called a ton stage. The tardigrade pulls its 8 pudgy legs in and rolls up into a ball and dries up. They lose 97% of their body moisture, so they nearly completely dry up. They shrivel up to about 1/3 of their size when they do this. But this isn't it. They have another trick up their sleeve if they need it. Inside that rolled up, dry, ton stage, a tardigrade can also layer up, kind of like you might put on extra layers of clothes or snow gear if you're going out in the cold. But a tardigrade takes this to the extreme. This is called a cyst stage. It is when a tardigrade creates extra tough cuticle layers around the rolled up ton for extra protection. These strategies help protect a tardigrade from extreme temperatures, pressure, and dehydration. But what about that deadly radiation? Remember that radiation can damage DNA, which are the tiny instructions inside the cells of living things that help things live and grow. God designed tardigrades with amazing protect and repair tools for their DNA. First, they make special damage suppressor proteins called DSUP that act like a protective shield around their DNA. So it's kind of like if radiation is a deadly sword trying to attack DNA, and the DSUP protein is a shield keeping the DNA from getting damaged. But what if the DNA does get damaged? God gave tardigrades another built-in protection called, are you ready for this? Tardigrade DNA Damage Response Protein, or more easily said, TDR1. When DNA gets damaged, TDR1 repairs the broken spots so the cell can work normally again. So tardigrades can roll themselves up into a protective ton stage, layer up with protective cuticles in a cyst stage, and protect and repair their DNA. All of these strategies make them one of the toughest creatures on Earth, perhaps even the toughest creature on Earth. And all of that amazing design wrapped up in a tiny, microscopic package. God truly is a magnificent designer. Researchers are studying God's amazing designs in tardigrades to learn new ways to help humans. Think about how a tardigrade survives radiation. Learning more about this might help researchers develop ways to help humans endure radiation during cancer treatments and stay safe during space travel. Now think about how tardigrades survive being almost completely dried up and then rehydrated. Researchers are looking closer at this ability to learn how to better store and transport certain medicines without the need for freezers. Tardigrade designs are also being researched to help with repair damage after something like a heart attack, as well as how to preserve organs during organ transplants, and better protecting cells as humans age, as well as improving conditions and safety during space travel. That is a lot of helpful information and applications coming from a microscopic tardigrade. It goes to show that God's designs are very wise and helpful. As Psalm 104:24 says, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." God designed tardigrades to survive harsh conditions. We can't withstand extreme heat, cold, dehydration, pressure, or radiation like they can. But in a very important way, we can be even tougher than a tardigrade. You see, God created us to endure hard things too, not with layers of a cuticle shell, but with His Word and Holy Spirit. We have something tardigrades don't have. A soul that lives forever. We have a soul because we are made in the image of God, very different from any creature. And God made our spirit to endure hard things. You see, God knew that we would live in a broken world with harsh conditions, and He gives us everything we need to endure and thrive in this world. What are some harsh conditions that you might face? Maybe it is a big or unexpected change in life, or maybe a sickness, or a loss, or a big challenge in school. When we face harsh conditions, we have three great layers of protection. Are you ready to hear them? We have God's strength, joy, and peace. First, God's strength. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you." Listener, God is our strength in hard times, and his strength is more powerful than anything on earth. Next, God's joy protects us. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And Psalm 5:11 says, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy." When we face hard times, we can still have joy, because God's joy is deeper than any sadness, bigger than any problem, and it lasts forever. This doesn't mean that we will always feel happy during hard times, but it means that even in hard times, we can know that God is with us and He loves us. Finally, God's peace protects us. In John 16:33, Jesus said these words, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." God's peace keeps us steady in hard times. Listeners, I have lived a long time. I've been through many harsh conditions, but I can tell you this: God's strength, joy, and peace have brought me through. His love and truth can make us tougher than a tardigrade. It's time now to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hi, my name is Carolyn. I am 8 years old. I live in Huntersville, North Carolina. My question is, what is a worm's life cycle?
Thanks for your great question, Carolyn. How do worms grow up? Different species of worms have different life cycles. Let's look at the life cycle of an earthworm, the type of worm that you might dig up in your yard. After mating, an adult earthworm lays eggs. The eggs are protected in a tiny, lemon-shaped cocoon. There can be many eggs inside of one cocoon. When the baby worms emerge from the eggs, they are called hatchlings. Earthworm hatchlings are almost white in color and can be about 1 inch long. An earthworm hatchling grows into a juvenile over the course of a few weeks. As they grow, they also get darker in color. Once an earthworm fully matures into an adult after a few months, they are ready to mate, and the life cycle starts all over again, which is very good because God designed earthworms to be very helpful in creation, creating healthy soil for more plants to grow. Thanks for your great question, Carolyn. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, remember, after listening to this lesson, click over to the bonus video, where you will discover and see fossilized tardigrades inside of tree resin. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. All right, it's time to answer our trivia question. When were tardigrades first described by scientists? A, 1673, B, 1773, C, 1873, or D, 1973? The answer is B, 1773. They were first described by the German zoologist Johann August Ephraim Goeze in 1773, who called them little water bear. A few years later, in 1776, an Italian biologist, Lazzaro Spallanzani, named them tardigrada, which means slow walkers. Now it's your turn to explore. Go look for a creature with more than 4 legs. Do you remember how many legs a tardigrade has? 8. Can you find a 6-legged beetle or an 8-legged spider? Find a many-legged creature and observe how God created it to get where it needs to go. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on tardigrades or water bears, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all